Okay, so now let's come back to it, you guys. This is Donetta, aka D.E. Williams, and we're talking about like relationships and everything else. And I finished watching Love is Blind season 5 in regards to the last couple of episodes that were provided to us. Okay, so let's just start off from the beginning. You know, everybody's going through their relationship woes or whatever and trying to see if they mesh well after the pods, right? And after it's only like 3 couples. So then we have JP, Taylor, and then we have Stacy and Izzy. I hope I'm getting it. I think it's Stacy. Yeah, Stacy and Izzy. And then we have Milton and Lydia, okay? So, 3 couples, right? And only two couples make it, I'm assuming, to the altar based on what I just saw. Because JP and Taylor do not make it to the altar because she immediately... First of all, here's the thing. I meet up with you and initially you don't have any words. And Taylor did mention that he was kind of reserved in the pods, but wasn't, you know, it was like, how can you be okay talking to a brick wall or talking to a wall, talking to no one? So, and that's how he was. And he did not change. You would think, okay, maybe he's just like this a little bit. Maybe he'll open up. So then you give it a chance, you know, but it was awkward from the very beginning, and that is unfortunate. He does look a little scary. I know he stated that he's a firefighter, but the way his eyes are, you know, of course, you know, I love the blue eyes, dark hair, blue eyes, or possibly, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, whatever. They could be on some attractive people, but this guy is a little, JP wasn't, he was giving me some type of, you know, because I like weird, but not weird in an insane Jeffrey Dahmer type weird, okay? Or just like kind of like psychotic and just not your average beau weird. You know what I mean? I can't describe it, but it was just the way that he was looking and smiling but not saying anything. It's just, it was off. I mean, it was awkward for us, so I know that it was awkward for her. And boom, then we find out, yes, it was very much awkward for this woman to deal with that. I mean, I can only imagine, because I know if it was in real life, which it is in real life, but it was like, if it was somebody that she met, let's say online dating, and she met them in person and got that vibe, and she wasn't like, you know, compelled, she wasn't on a show, she would have immediately probably left the situation. Which she does immediately leave the situation after day 3. It doesn't, you know, go well. And then this dude literally, literally tells this woman, okay, that it was because he felt like she had too much makeup on. And when you go back and look at the video or the previous episode when he first meet her, she doesn't look like she has on too much makeup. She's wearing makeup for the date, you know, to meet this guy. She wanted to look beautiful. And for some of us, we do that. We, you know, freshen up our faces with, you know, some makeup to look what we think is beautiful and what we know to be beautiful. We want to enhance our facial features, and generally makeup does that. I can't technically say I don't understand what he's saying, because a lot of men don't like women who wear like a lot of makeup and the fake eyelashes, etc., etc. However, for him to use that as an excuse to not be communicative with this woman that you come onto this experiment with to, you know, possibly get married to them was bullshit. And then, you know, he's constantly not saying anything, and you're seeing her. That was day 1. Regardless, that's over. Now you're seeing her in her natural beauty. So why aren't you now showing her that affection and that communication? It was all bullshit in regards to just how he I don't know why he would even consider it to say some shit like that, but he did. And unfortunately, it's a lot of men out there just like that. They cannot communicate worth a damn. Now, JP is the actual reality of dating men, okay? And it doesn't matter what race you are, this is them. You could be talking to them great online. You know, you're on a dating app, you're on a dating site, you're talking to them. And as soon as you even want to utilize the feature, and they're so quick, why don't we exchange numbers? I don't like talking, you know, online a lot. You exchange numbers, you hit them up, you even try to contact them, they don't pick up. I was like, okay, maybe because they don't know the number. And I'm like, hey, then I text them, hey, I just called you, this is such and such. We met online, don't never get a return call. I get a text. And of course, this could be vice versa with people, because I've seen dudes literally put that out there and I'm like, whatever. I've experienced this shit so much. I would say about like 80% of the dudes that I was like talking to online, and I would talk to like so many, because why not? You're online, you're trying to meet somebody. So it's like a speed dating situation here. So then the app started getting more features, whereas you can now video chat while you're on that particular app. And you can do voice messages while you're on the app. So why not like listen to the person's voice? Why not utilize that? Then that's when I ran into a lot of scams. On top of the scams, you run into a lot of dudes that do not know how to communicate at all. They refuse to either use the features on the app, and they'll say, oh, well, my phone won't allow me to use the video, or my phone won't allow me to use the voice to chat, the voice messages. I'm like, so can you talk on your phone? I mean, literally, if you can talk on your phone, then you would be able to use this particular feature. It was so much bullshit after bullshit. So then I was finding out then the dudes were either scams, or they would do the video chat. You kept trying to do the video chat with them, and they really didn't want to. And you can tell that it was just the communication was lacking. Why am I wasting my time giving you my telephone number just for us to not really have any type of communication with one another? And that's what this one dude, and I posted like the chat and everything, and the administrator, he got mad, and the administrator took it off, and they're gonna put the guidelines up there where you can't do this. Fuck that. You know, if we're going through all of this with these dudes and you want to warn other people about them, so what? You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Why would I? Of course, I would want somebody to put that shit up there so that way I can see it and not waste my fucking time, period. So JP is that guy that so many of us has met, and evidently so he's that guy that is also that female that some dudes will say that they've met, where the female only wants to text and chat and she can't pick up the phone and call. But here's the thing, you're the dude. You're courting her. 9 times out of 10, if you met her online and y'all exchanged numbers, 9 times out of 10, you gave her your number and now you want her to court you. I hate that shit. No, if you want to exchange numbers, ask for my telephone number and then you contact me. The dudes today, it's like they are peas, you know, P-U-S-S-Y. They literally want to be courted by women. They're so freaking feminine. They act like they're not. They're very much feminine. There's no more courtship as far as men. There's no more men who act like that, that they don't have that masculinity at all. And you don't have to wear all black or Air Force Ones and all of that shit to be a man or to have some type of masculinity. You can wear a damn peach shirt and some khakis with some loafers and still have that dominating feature and be communicative and be outgoing and know what you want and go after it and not be about all of that bullshit. That's what JP was. That's what so many dudes are, unfortunately. Why even go on to this experiment for that shit? I don't even understand. He doesn't even have the just looking at him, it didn't even seem like he has the persona, the characteristics that would say, I'm going on the show. Even if I, you know, I'm not going on the show because I'm actually trying to find someone. I'm going on the show so that way I can, like, get some type of clout or something. He doesn't even look like that type. So it was like, what are you doing? Why are you here? It just didn't make any sense. But yes, this dude led with the fact that he's not communicative because he can't get over the fact that when he first met Taylor, she had a lot of makeup on and then the fake eyelashes, et cetera, et cetera. Even though he's been seeing her and her natural beauty all this time. And then she's still a beautiful woman, regardless if the makeup or not, because it's the same woman. She looks exactly the same. You know, she does have this more defined beauty to me. Based on her natural look without the makeup, because then you see the freckles and with the blue eyes, she's just, you know, a beautiful woman. She's adorable. I don't want to be saying I'm older than her, so I can say that, but so that's what I'm saying. So because when you look at her, I can like tell like how she looked when she was a little girl. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so cute. But not to say that, you know, because she's an adult, but she's a beautiful woman. So regardless of makeup or not, but the fact that he led with that, I'm pretty sure that he's kicking his own ass, because it just didn't make any sense for him to say that. Just be honest and open. Hey, you know, I'm not a communicative guy. I don't talk as much and I'm sorry, but I want to make this work. That's all he had to say. He literally put that woman down. And then she, you know, of course she was like, you know what, we're going to sleep apart. I'm going to sleep somewhere else. And then we can just think about it. Then he comes back and say, oh, I want to make this work. And I, you know, I said this and did this. And then she was like, nope. Bye, JP. So boom, ended that for him and for Taylor. Now, that Uche or whatever, how you pronounce his name, he is so aggravating. I don't even like, I mean, he's, whatever. He's, you know, attractive, I guess, to a certain extent. But he's definitely not somebody that I would be like all falling for. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have, to me, the personality, the communication, how he communicated with Aaliyah. And anyone there, he just seemed to, I don't know, I'm trying to picture it. It's just the way his communication was. Because I like a dominant man. I like a man who's, you know, dominating. But you don't have to be dominating and controlling. So, yeah, it was just something about him. It wasn't going to work. I didn't feel any type of chemistry and or that they had any type of connection in regards to Uche and Aaliyah. At this point, because so many people are so manipulative and condescending, and there's so many people trying to catch their own break in this world of reality TV and social media, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone is trying to become something. You know what I mean? And everybody has this niche in, or they need to obtain it, and they'll do anything to become that it person, that it girl or it guy or whatever. And that's what people are doing. So there's so many lies at this point. We don't know if people are actually genuine when they're coming on these type of shows, especially the fact that this Uche and Lydia knew of each other. Come on. How? I just don't believe that it was that much of a coincidence that these two just happened to be on the show. One or the other, more likely probably Lydia, wanted to be on that show to catch back up with Uche. If he's being honest about what she was doing as far as stalking his friends on his social media, etc., etc. And then again, you got someone, she's telling, and I guess, I don't know if he, because he didn't want to lay out so much information in regards to his situationship with Lydia, and he did not disclose of that information to Aaliyah. It just doesn't make any sense, because at that point, when you're sensing that she's not being, you know, that she's pretty much pushing back and now becoming standoffish, the relationship has changed and you want to make it to that next round, why not disclose if that information? You're literally setting her up and making her look like a fool. So regardless of him not disclosing the information and regardless of her not communicating her feelings totally, because maybe if she would have communicated more of her feelings in regards to the situation, even though she did state that she was receiving information, so much information that she did not want to receive, and he still didn't say anything. I mean, at that point, I mean, he wasn't the type. I don't feel like he was her type, or he's not. I don't know who type he is, really, but he's like most of the two black guys that ended up on the show. I just wasn't feeling him, and I don't even know where Izzy is. So, he definitely got something in him, but, like Milton and the Uche, I'm like, oh, God, I mean, we can't, I know I'm like, I always want, when I look at these, shows, like I'm thinking about like Love is Blind. Yes. And they trying to stick to it to be more real as far as, you know, picking more average guys or whatever. That was like, it's just sucking at this point. In regards to the couples that they're meeting or having on the show. And I feel like they're placing or trying to incorporate more drama on the show so that way they can spice it up. Because at this point, it's like, man, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not coming over like it did per the first season. They're getting the views and shit, but it's not coming over like the first season did. So it is what it is. But Uche, then, you know, his whole point was to confront Lydia. And she just got so upset when it was thrown in her face what he didn't admit to her before, and he just let it go in regards to her stalking the friends. He just decided, okay, I'm not going to say anything, I'm just going to let it slide and make it disappear without, I guess, causing any type of conflict. Some people do that. They refuse to cause any type of conflict and they just move on. However, you wait to cause conflict on national television, on a reality TV show. Okay, sure. So so then Lydia is confronted by that with Uche. And this is after Uche has his conversation with Aaliyah. And that is not going to go anywhere. He brings her back or wants to communicate with her just to make her feel like she was the issue. Like she was the problem just because she wasn't communicating with him. Now, again, this is the same man that made her feel bad because she had cheated on someone else and she was, confessing this to him to lay everything out, and he made her feel like he belittled her. You know what I mean? So, and this is the same person that you want to be in a relationship. It's fake. There's no way that you would want to be in a relationship with this person. The only reason why is because they have this experiment going on. They're on the show. They want to continue on the show so that way they can get some type of clout, something. They do not want these people. I do not care what anybody say. They do not want these people. They just want that opportunity. Okay? They just want that opportunity. And I ain't mad at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at it. That's what reality TV is doing. That's what it is. Social media, reality TV. When I was doing my daughter's, trying to help her, I was like, oh, the circle is doing this. And I looked over the stuff, the information, the details in regards to going on the circle. They literally state in this application that they're basically, you, if you get onto the show, you can have an opportunity to boost your following. You have the opportunity to boost your likes. You have the opportunity to pretty much push yourself up to the next level where you could then become, almost like a brand ambassador and stuff like that. Cause I know when I wanted to do like volunteer and wanted to
work on the sidelines for the African or American Black Film Festival, where the ABFF, one of the things that they wanted to know how many followers I had. Not the fact that I'm passionate about this and I want to do this. And I guess to them, it would not have made any sense if I didn't have any followers, or if my followers weren't at a number that would make a difference if I was talking about it, or if I was doing any type of trying to do any type of branding or whatever. It was just for me to try to get some type of experience working on a film, for me to say I did this on a film festival so that I can utilize that. But because I didn't have the number, the following, I did not meet the requirements or the qualifications for that. So I'm like, wow. I mean, this era that we are in, as far as things go, you have to, they're taking it on to that popularity again. The same thing that we really try to get away from when we are in school. Like when we're in school from elementary all the way until pretty much like K through 12, okay? And then it's the same thing now even in college. So it's like you're never getting away from that popularity shit. You know, either you don't meet it and you will never meet it and society will never acknowledge you, or you meet it and then society will embrace you. So it's crazy, because that is what this society is moving towards. It's moving towards, you have to be popular. It reminds me of the Black Mirror episode where you are trying to get followers and likes and people acknowledge you, where you can be an influencer. All of that basically determined how well off you were in that world, how well off you were as far as what type of job you could get, what type of house you could get, car, a family, etc., etc. It was wild, but that is literally what we are doing today in this society, and people just don't even see it, but that's what we're doing, it's just crazy. But that's what he did. As far as with the Aaliyah situation, that just wasn't going to work. I didn't even feel like it was going to work. It just didn't come off that it was something that was even feasible, okay? And again, then he meets up with Lydia, and then all of a sudden he wants to confront her on the shit that happened before they got into the pods. And just because it was thrown back out to him, and I think that it's a game. I don't know. Again, I don't know if it's real. If it is real, and the fact that he did it and bringing it up on a show like that, it was more of, I don't like that you put me in a situation where now I can't move forward in this experiment and on this show, because Lydia pretty much ruined him in that aspect, okay? Pretty much ruined his opportunity. And that's the bottom line there. So he was definitely mad and wanted to come out with all of that. He definitely, instead of just moving on and leaving, these people are still trying to drag their asses back into something so that way they can possibly, be on a reunion and stuff. That's what it looks like. Okay, so, at this point, there's no Uche, there's no Aaliyah. And then Taylor and JP, no more. So, again, you're still down to Izzy and Stacy and Milton and Lydia. Now, of course, Milton is like 24 years old. Why are they even doing 24-year-olds on this show? Like, seriously, to be in a serious relationship that's going to lead to marriage, and then to marriage with the woman that's older. I don't know. I mean, I know people get married young and do, certain things. I feel like people are waiting later to get married as we continue to evolve. Back in the day, like the 40s and 50s and shit, people were getting married way young because that was the so-called American dream. That's the way that it was supposed to be. People do not believe in the American dream anymore. The American dream is dead. And that's not to go and, you know, that's just the way it is. People don't want those same goals anymore that the American dream created for society and for people to look forward to. People aren't doing that no more. And they're not looking to settle. They're not looking to get married and have children and, you know, and be a part of some type of corporation. Like, oh, I got this good job. People aren't looking for that shit no more. I mean, that's just that's the bottom line. So that's where we're at. But Milton and Lydia, I just don't believe that either one of them want to be in a relationship. Not to go as far as being married to someone. Come on, people. Lydia, listen, like I said it before, Lydia comes off as this evil person who you don't know what to expect from her. And it's like she's not coming off as the aggressor. She's coming off to me like she could be the daughter of that Dolores Umbridge. If you know who Dolores Umbridge is, then you get it. You could be also saying, no, I don't think so. But that's what I'm... and the laugh and looking all pretty and smiling and acting as if you are this, you know, really sweet person and you're this outgoing person and like everybody loves you, everybody likes you. But then underneath, you're like this rotten, just pure rotten, you know, in regards to how you treat people because of what you want out of whatever you're going for. And Milton is, I don't know. I mean, I know when Lydia was talking to Uche, I didn't feel no vibe there either. I didn't feel like that was something that she wanted as far as Uche. And then again, these people, Uche and Lydia, could actually be married outside of this experiment or dating, and we'll never know because people do shit like this. They change up their lives. They will change up and switch out and get a whole new identity just to be on the show, just to get recognized for something, you know, that's going to push them into the fame light. So I really don't know. Lydia storms off from Uche at the table because he confronts her with her proof that he has of her stalking his friends and family. So there's that. And then now we have the Stacey and Izzy. Izzy seemed like he was like a mature type. He looks like he should be a mature type. And of course you can't see him when you're in the pods per Stacey, but it's the way he carried himself and how he talks. You would think that he was this mature person, but on the discovery that Stacey finds that he has literally a lost and found section where he has items from previous encounters and or relationships with other women. And he thought that it would be funny to show her this. Now, granted, their relationship in the pods were very jokingly, very playful. And maybe, you know, and, you know, not to make excuses for him, but it appears that maybe he thought that it would be something that he could share with her and that they could have a laugh about. And then boom, it's over and he throw away the stuff, or they throw away the stuff together and then they move on. But on this show, everything has to be dramatized. Everything has to be dramatized, because then all of a sudden her demeanor and the way she carry herself has done, in my opinion, a 360 from when she was in the pods and how playful and upbeat she was and not so serious. It's totally different from now. And it could be because once these people start hanging out with each other outside of the pods and they start meshing, they start realizing this is not really the person I want to be with. So every little thing, things that they would have been joking about before, are now things that they are taking seriously. And it may not still be something seriously, but they were just doing this to make excuses to get out of a situationship that they've now put themselves into, right? So, and that could be that. I don't know. But then we see Stacey and Izzy meet with her parents and family or whatever, and they make it seem as if, you know, they got off, you know, onto that fight, but they worked it out. He was still there. He didn't, like, you know, turn away and not communicate or become standoffish because of her attitude, and, you know, or basically shut down. He did not do that. He continued to, like, really be up on her and show her, or try to prove to her that, okay, this is who I am. I'm not that type of person that's gonna, you know, you get mad and I walk off and let you. I mean, sometimes it's good for the person to do that, to let the person cool off. He just stayed in her space or whatever, and wanted to make sure that, okay, this was gonna work, because they haven't even, and they didn't, you know, they've left Mexico. Now they're going to each other's homes, etc., etc. And this woman, you know, she has a home. She's very fancy. She likes to travel, and it's not cheap. So she's all about money. She's all about luxury. She's all about being a, and I would see her mostly with, I know she's in a pod or whatever, but I see her mostly as some type of football wife or some type of corporate big wig wife or something like that. She wants that status. Would that be something that this dude would be able to give to her? Because he's like, oh, I'm taking on this insurance agent position. Are you really going to be able to do that with an insurance agent salary? I'm not saying they make a lot of money, but it is based on the sales, and you get in your book of business, which Izzy confirms that he just started this business, this particular career path, and he basically hasn't even been in that role long enough to know if that is something that he even wants to do. So here we go. We have a person who is now new to a career that he's setting, being set up for, that he's stepping into, and then this particular relationship with a woman that he really don't know. And I don't care what he said, he's making it seem like, oh, he's good with everything. When Stacey was talking in regards to money and luxury, and he's looking all crazy, he was like, literally, you can't erase or change your expressions. You can, you know, whatever you say when you open your mouth can be one thing, but those facial expressions mean a whole lot more. It let us know what you're thinking, or what, you know, what your mindset is at that time. So for me, I don't know. It don't seem like Izzy is all in it to provide this type of luxury. I think that he would be better for somebody who would appreciate the plastic and not care too much if you don't have glass, you know, plates and, you know, the porcelain or whatever, and be all, I don't know, have this, she has this particular type of mindset of, as far as what she want in a mate and in life, and none of that shit was discussed in the pods, because then that probably would have deterred him from continuing on in that relationship. The whole point of you being in the pods is to let it all out, let the people know who you are, and etc., etc. Not being that open and, you know, honest with someone while you're in the pods, and then you're expecting them to provide this to you outside of the pods, just doesn't make any sense to me at all. So the whole point of you being in the pods, and you got a notebook and shit, pen and pad and all of that, is to basically gather as much information about these people that you can, so that way when you do decide to take that next step, it is in genuine perspective. You know the person, at least you think you do, based on the black and white of everything. But these people are not communicating in that way from what we're looking at, per what we're seeing. And even if they don't show us everything when they're in the pods, when they get out of the pods, we know that they didn't communicate that way, because then now we're hearing about it, and then they're saying, well, you know, I didn't discuss that. So we know that you didn't discuss it. We know that you didn't communicate. The whole point of being in a relationship is based on two things. And they both start with a C, but mostly these two things, and that's communication and compromise. So communication is key in any form of a relationship. Communication is key in any relationship. It is the reason for any type of success and or failure in a relationship. That's period. You know what I mean? That's period. So, I mean, we'll see. They're making it seem as if they're still cool and that they'll be going on the altar and both will be saying yes. So we shall see. So we only have two couples, right? We only have Izzy and Stacy, and then Milton and Lydia. Now, as far as the Milton and Lydia situation go, I just don't see that happening. I'm not sure why Lydia is there. She's making it like she wanted somebody. To me, I feel like she was stalking Uche and she went on that show to find this man. But that's just me. And the way she stormed out on Uche and was so upset and she was looking for Milton, they're making it seem as if that's not the case, that she really don't want Uche. But how she was manipulating Aaliyah when they were in the pods and that and the experiment part of it, you can tell it was as if she was trying to sabotage this woman. And it could be that she was just trying to sabotage her, but didn't really want Uche, but also didn't want to see Uche with someone. You know what I mean? Or she's like there and she wants Uche. And again, like I said, they could be lying and be married with three kids. We'll never know. And it's just for them to get away with benefiting from this experiment as much as they possibly can. Just, you know, soaking up everything that they can soak up in regards to this show. And that's, I mean, that could just definitely be it. I don't know. So, I don't know. Oh my goodness. So, we'll be coming the next one, the next series or group of episodes will premiere, I believe it said October, it'll be whatever, this Friday coming. So, it'll be October 6th. I always have to be like, when is it coming back? Okay, October 6th. So we'll see. So it's going to be more drama, people, more drama. And so we'll stay tuned for that. So what, I mean, if you guys are watching Love is Blind, and I know I go to Twitter, that's where I go the most to see who's talking about Love is Blind. I need to start going to like Facebook and Instagram to see if somebody's posting something. I know Love is Blind is on Instagram. They have like a profile there that I've seen them posting stuff, and I've seen it on my timeline or feed. So we shall see. It's crazy, but I don't know. And then, oh, I forgot, I need to watch The Golden Bachelor. And I saw somebody's article written up on it stating that The Golden Bachelor had an opportunity to kind of set themselves apart from the original, you know, Bachelor, but they are not doing that and that they're still following the same formula. So I'm definitely going to check it out to see what's going on. But I do like the idea. I was saying that we should have this. I've been, you know, looking, I'm like, why we don't, I mean, because you have people, you have older singles on dating sites, like, why we don't see this on shows, like these dating game shows. We don't see too many older people out there putting themselves back out there in the dating world. So this is going to be something definitely to binge. It's definitely going to be a binge worthy show, because the dude is in his 60s, 70s, and the females, I mean, that age group, I think he's in his 70s, and the women are between 60 and 75. So it would be awesome to see this. Yes, yes. So I'll definitely watch that and possibly come back and stay tuned for that. But yay. And if you are looking up or just want to discuss horror movies and movie reviews, then hit me up on my other podcast for the entertainment of movie reviews and horror. I've already registered or got my domain name as Horror Lovers Club. So I'm looking to get a website for that and start an e-commerce business on that end. So if you are on Spotify, then hit me up on the Write On Sista Girl, the writing corner, and I'll be on Spotify with that as well. So until the next time, thank you, and
October 6th, baby. Let's get it. Oh my goodness. So much drama.